Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Our text is Taking Action. We're in Chapter 1, The Awesome Power of Joyful Willpower. The Creator has given you tremendous potential for power, the ability to make choices. Unlike animals which follow their instincts, we humans are blessed with the ability to choose our thoughts, our words, and our actions. The power to choose is the most valuable ability that the Almighty has given to people. Prudently choosing our thoughts, words, and actions is a wise use of willpower and self-discipline. The art of Zrizus is the art of utilizing your willpower for the good. When you know that it's worth doing something, you use your willpower to do it. Some people see willpower as something very difficult, like the exertion needed to lift heavy weights. Some people say, I lack willpower, or I just don't have enough willpower, or what can I do? When the Creator gave out willpower, I didn't receive any. Your thoughts are the source of your willpower. The actions you take flow from your thoughts about them. Every step you take is through the use of your willpower. Every time you do anything, it is through the use of your willpower. You heard the last paragraph because you decided to have the willpower to choose to listen to it. You could have made other choices. Now, whenever you walk anywhere, you're using your willpower to walk. Whenever you open a door, you're using your willpower to open the door. Whenever you dial a telephone number, you're using willpower to push those buttons. The laziest person in the world uses his willpower to eat whatever he will be eating. When people say that they lack willpower, what they really mean is that they're doing what they want to do and not what they intellectually know they should be doing. For example, a person who wants to watch his weight knows that he shouldn't eat food that is not conducive to good health and fitness. He might excuse a chocolate binge by saying he has no willpower. But in truth, when he binges on chocolate, his will to overindulge on the unhealthy snack is stronger at that moment than his will to refrain from eating it. He has the willpower to eat what he wants because it tastes good. His current willpower is stronger than the knowledge, oh, I really shouldn't be eating this. In the long run, individual gain by acknowledging that he does have willpower. Being truthful to oneself about the embarrassing use of willpower means that we'll choose not to negate that willpower. Then he can strengthen his willpower to do what's really in his best interest to do, and also use his willpower to refrain from doing what is his best interest to avoid. A person who uses willpower to engage in meaningful goals will feel a great sense of victory and joy. This might be difficult initially, but in the long run, a person who uses willpower wisely will live a life full of joyful accomplishments.